From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Wade Purvis of Purvis Farms in Immokalee has been named the 2023 Florida Farmer of the Year by the Florida Farm Bureau Federation. MorningAgClips.com reports Purvis Farms spans more than 2,000 acres planted in green beans, specialty beans, peas, and watermelon. Purvis was inspired by his grandfather to pursue agriculture and has been farming vegetables for more than 35 years in Collier County. His family farm is part of Farmers Alliance. USDA's Economic Research Service reports Ukraine's corn and wheat exports have almost returned to seasonal average levels since last summer, following the Black Sea Grain Initiative to reopen Black Sea shipping routes. Russia's invasion of Ukraine led to elevated security risks and infrastructure damage, causing Ukraine's seaports to be almost completely cut off March through July. The Black Sea Grain Initiative has increased opportunities for Ukrainian grain to leave the country and relieve some price pressures internationally. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai announced the second dispute settlement panel under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement regarding Canada's dairy tariff rate quota allocations measures. The U.S. is challenging Canada's revised dairy TRQ allocation measures that use a market share approach for determining allocations. Tai says although the U.S. won a previous USMCA dispute on Canada's dairy TRQ policies, the Canadian government's revised measures have not fixed the problem.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.